Okay, so go weiter in Siman Pei Tes. We actually started this by mistake the other day, but we were talking the last couple of days primarily, and it's all related. We were talking about primarily about the Cholov after Basar, that whole discussion, exactly how long to wait, and so on and so forth. What about the other way around? What about Basar after Basar Achagrina, Basar after Cholov? So the same sugya, it's all in the same sugya. Chulin kuf hamer aleph. The first is so zomer armor chisa achol basa also lechol grina. Okay, after you eat meat, you're not allowed to eat cheese, but a grina after you eat cheese first, then muta lechol basa. So the Gemara then formulated the question that was in the middle of the sugya, which we went through, and then the Gemara turns around and asks, "What was the kasha? The kasha was ela kama yishab ben grina lebasa." The question: how long should you wait after eating grina before eating basa? And the response was, "I'm a little clump. You don't have to wait at all. Okay, nothing, zero." Okay. And Rashi presents a chiluk there on Kufay and Aleph. We saw the Rashi also number two. Here is also grina mishum de basa motzi shuman who need but prepare marak tamo. The difference is that the meat, you know, it has gravy and grease and so on and so forth, and it lingers in the mouth, and the flavor stays longer than cheese does. So I just brought in the Balamor on the Aflam and Zanam Ralph on the page of the Rif and Chulin, source number three. The Balamor agrees with those Ashkenazic Rishonim, or most Ashkenazic Rishonim, leaving out the Rosh, that we spoke about the other day, who hold that really you don't have to wait the other way either, not after bus and not having Cholov either, just about washing and so on. So but in terms of the distinction, the Balamor writes, the Heichel, look in the fourth line there, that printed, quotes the Gemara, which we'll see in a second, but the Balamor writes, the Heichel d'ochel gvina mekame boser, okay, and he mentioned Bsar Behem Rechai, as opposed to Oaf, we'll get to later, but he said, Tzarch until Shadayim. Okay, you need to wash off your hands, although that's only true v'hu d'ochel b'layla. Because the concern is, you know, you touch things, you know, at night. Remember, in those days, you didn't have electricity, so there was very little light. Maybe there was a candle burning, but you can't always see what's on your hands. So you'll end up eating actually basar chalav together without realizing there's still some sticky cheese or whatever residue on your hand. But to wash out your mouth, that you don't need. We discussed, even those Rishonim who say you don't have to wait, that's in terms of time, right? But they all agreed you have to. That was Bishan and Basila. It turns out they both agree, right? That we spoke about in terms of after basar before chalav. So even if you don't have to wait, again, I stress, doesn't mean you can go eat right away. Even those Rishonim, Ben Tam and the Mordechai and the Rav Yoh and all those shittas that we saw, they hold that you do have to do something in between. You have to rinse out your mouth and so on. So here we're saying that that's not true. The Balamor explains that that's even the Balamor Shittasa, he agrees that after Basar, okay, before in Cholov, you don't have to wait in terms of the clock. And then the minig developed at least 1 hour, or whatever. But officially, you don't have to wait at all, according to these Rishonim. But you do have to wash out your mouth. And he's saying, but after the other way around, after cholov, before eating meat, then you don't even need kiruv chapel. If he says, why? If he says gvina misakeles mehera meachar shenichnas l'toch hapeh, because cheese is such that it, I don't know what the right word is. It digests. I mean, it's more than digest, because it doesn't mean in the digestive, so even the mouth, it loses its status of cheese. Okay, there is no parallel pasuk. Hacholov odena ben shenem. Right, we said our boss said odena ben shenem, but there's no thing. But he's going to mention that. He's saying just practically, milk dissolves or it breaks down, whatever the exact English word would be, breaks down in your mouth immediately when it goes in your mouth. Therefore, in lachos from hashenek from a bosser, shabosso so ben hashenayim nikra bosser can see our boss odena ben shenem. It's called meat, and therefore the fich tzorik kinoch hapem lachos. Avon hikdiv lachol grina ain't tzorik kinoch hapem. Reishi yeshu ikol hapem miyad. The mouth itself, that's how we avoid the word digestive, because we usually think the word digestive has to do with the digestive system, you know, inside the stomach. But if, even the mouth, it begins to, I guess, break down maybe would be the right, you know, I don't know the scientific expression, but ikal pemiyad. Okay, and v'yachol b'yamama, the only concern is if it's night, there might be some on your hand. But v'yachol b'yamama, well, tarpal amida, they never done anything. Okay, lo natil es na'am, lo kinoch hapeh. So that's the distinction between meat and cheese in terms of kinoch hapeh. Not in terms of waiting, because according to the Balamor, there's no difference. You don't have to wait in either case. The Gemara that he referred to was this Gemara, which I printed in source four, and that Daf Kuf Dalam Beis. Tana Agra Chamua Rab Abba Oaf Ugrina Nechalam Afikorin. Not Afikomen, Afikorin. Okay, the word Hefker, she says, Derech Hefker Shenom Nizabe, meaning, you know, without in a carefree manner, like Hefker, I guess, like, you know, without being nervous about anything. Carefree, I think would be a good English word, right? Carefree manner. You don't have to worry about anything. You're having oath, uglini, can have them together. That's what he says. And then he says, what do you mean, bafikurin? What does that mean exactly? Okay, so he explained that he said it over. Actually, explained hutani kachilus dumarabo. He quoted in his Rebbe's words. You know, the din is when you hear something. Rebbe is trying to quote it in his way. You know, use his lashon, right? Chayvam lashon rabo, right? You should. So he told this over. This agrichamud rabo told it over in the lashon of his Rebbe. Then who Omar then explained what it meant. What do you mean, afikurin? What does it mean? No, it's an unusual word. But apparently, that's what Rashi says, kach kiblus duma rabba. That was the word his Rebbe used. That's what he used. Okay? But what does it mean? Who am I? Below natilas yadayim, below kiru chapeh. You don't have to wash your hands. And you don't have to rinse out your mouth. You have to clean out your mouth. Neither thing. That's what it means. In other words, it doesn't mean you can eat them together, mamish together. But you can't do it. He's not saying you can eat chicken and cheese mamish together, but it means afterwards, you don't have to wash your hands or rinse your mouth. Then it says, "Rav Yitzchak bar Yehuda of Sharsha, ikla berav ashi, aisla gvina acha, aisla bisra acha, v'lo moshi yadei." So the Gemara tells the story. They brought him this Rav Yitzchak bar Yehuda of Sharsha, has a house of Rav Ashi, and they brought him some milchigs, and he ate it. And then they brought him some meat afterwards, and he ate that too, and he didn't wash his hands in between. So I'm like, what do you mean? V'altana agra chamod rav abba. In basar grina lo. What do you mean? That's true about chicken with cheese. You don't have to wash your hands. Who says it's true? But they gave him the visa bar mishasha. They gave actual meat, red meat. So who says it's true? Okay. He said there too. The concern is only at night. During the day, it's not necessary because hachazina. You can see during the day. Okay. That's yeah. So as Rashi explains, the boss of behemoth sounds like you would need kinuach, right? According to the first view, according to the agra chamud arvah, that's what Gemara asks. So no, it's not a problem because when you concede during the day, your hands are empty, hands are clean. Shein davar b'hem klum. All right, the Rashbo and the Bais Orach, Bais Gimel Shar Dalet Sur 6, writes v'lechol gvina v'acharka b'sar behemoth garcino perikol abosi. He quotes this Gemara that it's mutter, and he writes. Yesh mishem afarish, the Rav Yitzchak kinuach hapelo oved. Okay, the lechula alma gvina rachaka abosa ain't so kinuach hapel. But the gvina raka he misakeles himyad b'sof chapel b'lachas hapel. Similar to what the Baal Hamor, right? Because after cheese, he doesn't require kinuach hapel. Okay, it doesn't require kinuach washing out your mouth because we said before cheese is softer. And it's elaborate. We saw in the Baal Hamor. It's the same idea. The gvina raka he umisakeles himyad b'sof chapel b'lachas hapel. The moisture in your mouth, saliva, whatever, breaks that down. Meat, it doesn't. Cheese, cheesy stuff. You have a big ziti or something like that. You know, with melted cheese, that kind of breaks down more quickly in your mouth. Obviously, you're dying, but on your hands, it beckons you. You're dying. Think of a lot of the lochazi leitzar. This is the time. I'll be on with the lochazi leitzar. Okay. Now, it's interesting because we were taught, what we seem to have been focusing on so far is kinuach hapeh and atilas yadayim. Okay, but if you look in the Rush, here in Chul and Sim, Perak Ches Simon Hey, 7, on this Gemara, Tani Agra Chavud of Abba Ofu Gina Yechom Afikoyen, he says, he concludes, Hilchuk Tzachom Ewe Tatarvayu Bo Kinuach L'adochas HaPeh B'mayim. Okay, Kinuach, we discussed it before with Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, we mentioned yesterday, no? 2 days ago, I forgot it. Right, the Kinuach HaPeh implies, again, eating something else, like a piece of bread or something chewier that gets residue off your teeth. And hadocha, it means hadocha is a peh. See the verse right? Hadocha is a peh. B'mayim, bein dvina lebosar. Levar, until it's your daim, debarah, until it's your daim, that's only necessary at night. You follow? So, in other words, kinuach hapeh includes hadocha is a peh too. We didn't see that from the other Rishon necessarily. Okay, I'm not saying it's a machukas, but as we were talking about, when we were talking about kinuach, we were talking about in the mouth, and hadocha, rinsing, was the hands. But the Rosh is saying, no, they also, when we speak about requiring kinuach hapeh, it also means rinsing the mouth, not just chewing. Remember, we had that Bisham Bisil, right? So that's what the Rosh is pointing out. He says, Hilcha Tzachom, the Travayu boy. That's the Machnas Kona there, Bisham Bisil. They both think, remember, he said, Marmachara, Marmachal, Pligi, right? They weren't arguing. Everybody holds you in everything. So I'm saying the Rosh is just pointing that out. Travayu boy, kinuach ula adochis hapeh b'mayim, bein gvina lebosa, even from cheese to meat. You need both. You don't have to wait. Time-wise, but you have to do that. Then levar and atilas yadayim. Okay? In other words, you need kinuach al adocha and atilas yadayim. on your hands, at least during the nighttime. During the day, you don't need kinoach. I'm sorry, you don't need shudayim. You still need both kinoach and hadocha in your mouth. Yeah, that's the point. As far as what you can use, so the hagos hashvi on that rush, Perakhet Simon Hay 8, he says one thing can be, what you can do is mshore pas b'yayin, obamayim, v'ochol shaper manal kinoach hapeh. Okay, you can double, well, no pun, you can double dip. You know, bread dipped in wine or in water or something like that can accomplish both. Shaper manal kinoach hapeh. Oh, or ochel shum dovish mekamo b'shos amayim v'yayin. Separate, yeah.
Why is that true? I mean, it's like there's a reason
for doing it. Yeah, I guess practically it accomplishes the same thing. The liquid is enough. I don't know. The question is, it struck me that if the bread's really soggy, so it's not going to do the kinoach so much. That's what bothers me. I was wondering about that. I don't know. I was about to say that. I'm not sure. No, I think he's just saying it accomplishes both. I'm just wondering how. I'm not sure. I don't know. I was going to say, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's tough again because you know I guess certain types of bread. I know our white bread, though. Let's say that we're accustomed to get soggy right away. Other types of bread, maybe thicker bread like pumpernickel or harder bread or pita, maybe even with liquid on, it doesn't get so as soggy. I took that question. I'm not sure. I'm putting that. I agree. I don't disagree with you. Okay, but the yeah. If you take a look at the, but there may be a little bit of machlokas. If you take a look at the Ram on the Rif on Lam Zayin Beis, for some reason, I made two mistakes on these sheets. One is I didn't print the whole Ram there. The 9, the Ram on Lam Zayin Beis writes Beshamer Kanech Mikanech Hapeh Klomer Sheyochal Eizad Dover Beinayim, and then he writes continuations Madiach Hatil Sidayim. So I'm not sure he's arguing. Does he say no? But the mouth, kinuach is enough when we talk about hadocha, means the hands and not the mouth. Again, the Rishon we just saw says, you know, kinuach and hadocha are needed in the mouth. And then besides that, until Sidayim, the three things in effect, at least at night. Whereas the Ran doesn't seem to say like that. I'm not sure. If you look in the Rambam, yeah.
I thought that the Rambam and others understood that hadocha means until Sidayim, and hadocha is actually the thing.
Right, that's the Ran. Okay, the Ran definitely says it. The Rambam is interesting. Let's take a look now. The Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Chavav Mishachol Grina Ochal Tchila Mutar Lechol Achar Basar Miyad. Okay, even the Rambam who said the other way Basar Cholav you need Sheshos or Kamo Sheshos, but the other way around cheese first and then the meat you have to eat out right away. But Vitzorech Shiadiach Yadav. Okay, Vikaneach Piv Bein Grina Bein Basar. Okay, uba mem mechanach biv bepas or peiros shelo asur bol or polton uba kol mechanach lepechutz. Certain things don't work. Okay, you look what stuff works, what doesn't work. What's striking in the Rambam is first of all it says sarach shiadiach yodov. Okay, and yikaneach piv. So this is what Aaron was saying, right? It looks like the Rambam agrees. Also, you don't really need hadocha in the mouth. What's also interesting about the Rambam, he said sarach shiadiach yodov. He's not mechalik between what day and night. Right? He's not mechalik. Like the Rambam seems to say during it doesn't make difference. He doesn't either, right? So I'm just pointing that out. The Radvaz notes it in source 11. The Radvaz on that Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Chavav. Okay, he says at the end of it, "Behilchas of Bechol Mila Havi Kinuach Levad Mikipat What Works and so on." The Ikal Amedak Shelo Chilek Rabenu Bein Laila Yom. So Radvaz just his observation. Okay. So first of all, he sounds like Aaron said before, he sounds like the Ram that you don't need hadocha bepeh, but hadocha mitzvah sadaim. But what the Radvaz points out is that he's not lo chilek rabbeinu bein laila liyom. Okay. And second of all, the sukasha shelo hiskir rabbeinu hadocha sapeh. The second, the two things that Rambam that are striking. Okay. He doesn't mention hadocha sapeh. Okay. And the Gemara is mashma, like we said, bein b'sham, bein b'sil, you know, you need both, right? So we have Shataris, who saw the Ha Hadocha, who's going to do a Beshama and Beisil. I know Hadocha Dan. The Rambam doesn't learn it. We learned the Sugi that way. The Rambam says about Raz, learned the Sugi differently. When Beshama and Beisil concluded, you need both. The both, Mara Machada, Mara Pligi, and the Gemara concluded that you need both. Both need both. What's the both? So the Rambam learns that Kinoach means Kinoach HaPen Hadocha, means Hadocha Shadai. Nothing to do with day and night. Beshama make no mention of day and night. We thought that Beisham Bishil, we were right, I mean, how did Beisham hold that way? We thought that Beisham Bishil were talking about not only Kinoach HaPeh, but also Hadocha HaPeh. Okay, and then we're talking about the Tilsa Daim at all. Then the Tilsa Daim makes only the difference between day and night. He's just pointing out the Rambam doesn't learn like that. Rambam learns, perhaps he's suggesting, the Rambam doesn't learn that when Bisham Yisrael talk about Hadokh, I mean Hadokh is a daim, and the Gemara didn't bring up Laila and Yom with regards to Bisham Yisrael. Right? That was afterwards. So and he thinks he brings a raya, or a possible raya from that story where he took Bar Masharsha, right? Looking like Gemara, because he said, right? When they brought him the cheese and he ate it, and they brought him the meat and ate it to Lo Moshe Yodai, okay, he didn't wash his hands. It doesn't sound like he washed his mouth. He didn't have Hadach on the pay either, okay? But maybe he did Kinuach. I mean, he didn't say he only washed his hands, not his mouth. He says that it's at the end, he says it's a little different. So it's Archeon, but that's how he learns the Sugya. Okay. Now, the truth is, though, again, what emerges in the Rambam is you need to wash your hands, whether it's by day or by night. That's clear. The Rambam is not a Das Yochid in that. Okay, even though as we saw the Rishonim said it's only during the day. I'm sorry, it's only during the night you have to. During the day, the tour, our Siman Peites quotes Rabbeinu Peretz. Right, he says first. He says those who hold that there's a difference between night and day. Like lefichim ulayla sheni yochel la'ayin osam heitav tzarach le'rachim liyom ain tzarach. Like Rabbi Rabbeinu Peretz, when a Peretz on the balaitosis, we have Rabbeinu Peretz on certain mesichtas, right? No? I mean, they're a lot. Quite a number. So we have the Tosa and the Peretz. Also, what were we referring to?
When they refer to Mashiach, right? Mashiach
has
been attacked, right?
Is he in a Peretz? It's Rashi Tevis.
Rashi Tevis Marino Shiachia?
Yeah, was it him? Could be. I don't remember. Could be. Okay, could be. But we also have Rabbeinu Peretz on the smack. On the bottom there, the standard is the Sefer Mitzvos Kotlin from the Rimikuvil. Yeah, Rabbeinu Peretz is our goal, sometimes disagrees. Anyway, one of the important balaitosis. So the two quotes are Rabbeinu Peretz, Kosov Shahyesh Lurachtam Af Biom. Why? Vishapa'omim Shagvina Shmen and Bekas, but it's Lusadayim, Velamadaite. You know, you're not always paying attention, you don't realize it, right? In other words, it's not, I mean, yeah, sometimes you can, you found it? Okay. Anyway, but Rabbeinu Peretz is like the Rambam. He says during the day, practically speaking, it's true during the day you can see what's on your hand, but a lot of times you aren't paying attention. That's what he's worried about. Well, Abadaita, therefore, Tzorcha Karech Pigula Hadicho. Okay. Now, he also mentioned at the end, we'll come back. The Rambam writes, B'medra Murcho, Bosso Behemim Chayav Achar Gwin Abim, Ochel Achareb Bizar Oof, Ein Tzorcho, Kinoch, Lo Hadach, Volonatil. Okay, he's pointing out, I'll give you a preview of coming attractions, we'll get to it at the end of this year. But according to the Rambam, if you're eating Bsar Of after Gvina, then you don't eat any of those things. Not any of the three. Not Kinuach HaPen, not Adach HaTzapen, not Atil Zedayim. Okay, we'll see why. Okay, not everyone agrees with that, clearly, but that's what the Rambam says. And when the Tam Kos of Shem Alach Zedolos, Shemut Alech Al Bosar Achar Gvina, Miyad Lo Kinuach HaDach HaVigam Gvina Achar Bosar Mutar, Miyad Elishatzar Kinuach HaDach. That we saw already, right? That's the seat of the of those we've shown him, and Adoni Avarash Kasim Nogolim Shalol Lechol Gvin Achabosa Afilu Achabsar Of and Lashanas Aminim. Okay, fine. That's something else. All right. There's one other place where this discussion comes up, and that's in Or HaChaim. This is by us in the days in Peites, but in Or HaChaim Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel Hilchos Betzias Apas Suda Bechamos. Take a look in 13 in the tour there. Tour writes Ubasar Achagvina Mutar Miyad. You can have meat after cheese immediately, but you need either kinuach, v'hadachas apiv, unatil zedayim. So we take all the, we require all three, okay? And no distinction, but he does say, regarding the til zedayim, so that far he goes like the Rambam, but then he says, v'imhu yom, rosh yadav nikios, ain't tzach natila, okay? Then you don't have to wash your hands. You still need the other two, you still need the kinuach and the hadachas apiv, but you won't need the til zedayim if it's during the day. That's how he passes. Okay, and he says what you can use. All right, but the Beis Yosef, okay, points out something interesting too on that. It's not a matter of day and night, and this is relevant to us. It's not a matter of day and night. It's a matter of can you see. So therefore, the Beis Yosef on that Siman Rochaim Kufay and Gimel writes because of many Rucham, right? The Hu Adin Balayle Mishon Ner Yofa. If you can see, okay, Be'ein Atzorach Matila. All right, I mean. On the other hand, the other quotes of Rabbeinu Peretz, who would definitely disagree with that, because Rabbeinu Peretz holds what? Even the day after to it, so the fact that the candles now help, even the broad daylight, right? That's an appearance. But he said those who hold that you need it at night, he said it's not a, you need to wash your hands at night. It's not a din at night. So therefore, if you have electric, you know, candle, he used the expression ner yofet. Okay, because, you know, we know candles sometimes flicker. It's different. We've studied the Bema Madlikin, you know, the different types of oils that flicker and they don't give such a clean light. He says ner yofet. Okay, a ner yofet is good. Finally, let's come to the Shulchan Aruch here. It's in Beis. And our seven pates. Achal gvina muta lechal achal rabosa miyad uvuvad she yayin biyadav shel yeshum davar mehagvina nidbek mehem. Take a look and see the hands are clean. And v'mhoya balayla she niyochal ayin osum heitev tzorech l'rachtam. But he also says v'tzorech l'kaneach piv v'ladicho. You do have to do both things in your mouth. That's how he paskins. Hadocha and kinuach, you know, rinse out your mouth. And he says, kinuach, sheyilos pas, right? You chew up some bread, be kanach, be yofe, bechain, bechol dover, sheyirtze, chutz, be kimchum, and tam, yaka, certain types of vegetables, not, okay. Bishem, nidbach, and charichim, they get caught somewhere else, and they don't clean it out well, ain't mekanach, yofe. Bacharka, chediach, piv, bemayim, obiayin. After you chew it out, then take some water or wine, something like that. But he does say at the end, the Mechaber does say, "Bemedvar memurim bebasar behem bechaya." Avim lo lechol b'sar of achar gmina eino torah lo kinyan b'lo nefila. You don't need anything. And we'll come back to that point. Okay. The Shach in Sukkot and Tes 16 quotes of any Rucham that the Beis Yosef brings in Orach Chaim that im yesho near yofa ain torah nefila. Okay. And he says what I just told you before, v'nira dafka noka near yofa. It has to be a good candle. You know, a candle that doesn't flicker. Okay. What exactly does that mean? We know from because chametz that sometimes theirs are they're better. I mean, we assume electric lights will be the same thing. Okay. Elsewhere, in the Shach says I didn't print it, but in Sukkot Yud Aleph, the Shach says that the order doesn't matter. Okay. The Shach said the order you can do the hadocha in your mouth. Before the kinuach or after, it doesn't matter as long as you do both some liquid and some chewing. The lavush, okay, seems to disagree with that idea. Okay, he says ochal b'siv beis that the seder is makiv. It's a dafka kinuach for zena dafka. The shach's not worried about it, but the lavush is okay. The lavush in 17, he writes. First, he said green is different; doesn't stay between your teeth, and it doesn't extend the flavor. But if a little, maybe six lines down towards the end of the line, he says, Yesh Omrim, Shalom Yachlif Lahakdim Ha'adocha Korma Kinua. And again, it's not a halachic, like he's called a Greg Zera. You know, it's not a Zera, but Ki Ha'adocha Enemoelas Kluim, but O Tam Shumanagmino, that a befit. What do you mean? The whole, Ha'adocha rinsing your mouth out doesn't help. Okay, rinsing your mouth out doesn't help if you still have the actual residue there. It's not going to help. It is a practical matter. Right, whatever flavor is there, it's not going to be taken care of by hadocha. Then okay, then what are you rinsing out? Then mosar piru agvinah, whatever little residue is still left to, you know, flush out the last stuff. Okay. But it wouldn't work the other way around. Kikodama kinuach, apurinishram dukim mishuman agvina shavafiv. Before kinuach, the flavor is still there. And then yesh matirin, he said some are, they're allowed to switch the order. Okay. He again says, like we said, we'll come back to, v'medvar mumba ochub sar behemo filu chaya agvina. Okay, but ochub sar ofak when ain't sar lo kinuach lo dach lo natila. And he writes, hol vudu abanan. It's very simple. He says, it's Rabbanan. And he adds, practically speaking, he says, and the chicken is not as, it doesn't get as caught between teeth the same way that the steak meat does. And so on, therefore, the Nogbohem Lahakner. Okay. Then at the end, he mentions the Zohar. He says, Kvar Kasavti B'Levush Atcheles. That's in Aruch Chaim. Again, Levush has all these phrases from the Pasuk in Middle Sester. Mordechai, his name was Mordechai Yafes. So the Lush in the Orach Chaim called Lush HaTcheilet. So there he says, Kozel Fiyah Pasukim for some. Avo Fi Divra Zohar. So Chino Elo B'Yameinu. We have the Zohar nowadays. He says, Yesh Le Zohar Shalo Lechol Afil B'Sar Ofach HaGmin B'Sudachas. Okay, we're in Machmer based on the Zohar. That's that same Zohar that we saw yesterday in the Parsha Mishpotim, which in the Stimbu, when I told you yesterday, it wasn't talking about the order. So that's the same Zohar. We'll come back to that. The Pri Chodesh makes another important point here in our Simpei test of Katan Chav. Okay, and it's a little bit more relevant to us. He says, during the day, you got to rinse off your hand because you may have had, you know, sticky stuff on your hand, on your fingers. But he says, Umiru ocha b'magrefa, if you're eating with a fork, also in tzorach l'dil. Now, that may depend on what type of food you're eating. Okay, a lot of us, if they bring sliced cheese to the table, so you may take a piece. I don't know if it's considered the most dignified manner, but we do it. Okay, I'm not going to speak for us. I know I would do it. You know, sometimes you take a piece of cheese in your hand, right? But you're not going to eat macaroni and cheese with your hands, right? So, you eat a fork or spoon for, right? So, and that's what Pichot is pointing out. If you're not using hands, you're eating with the hands, maybe even a cheese sandwich, you know, you have a cheese sandwich, which is not the undignified anyway, you know, part of the cheese sticks out of the back of the sandwich, you're holding it. That's something else. But so they wouldn't eat with a fork, but macaroni and cheese or baked ziti, something like that, you know, the casserole, that you're not going to eat. They get a fork, so you wouldn't have to wash your hands. That's what Pichot says. Okay. On the other hand, the Pischei Tshuva, if they call them Pri Chodesh Pischei Tshuva here, it's a cotton dalad, writes, Nachon l'hachmer dover shein bo torach. You know, it's not such a, is it a big deal to wash your hands? Not such a big deal, right? So sometimes we find that even something halachically, you know, with halacha, the strict halacha would point in one direction, but we tell people to shemachner, there's no torach. Now, there could be that at one time there was a Torah. You know, in fact, the Prima Gadim points out to Kotten Tess in the Sifrei Das on the Shach, Halakha 20. He says, "I omil lufiya minig af bayom no gelichot zedaim ela b'shas alchak shalomayim b'samach nafkadil." Unless it's a shas alchak, what shas alchak? In the olden days, you know, the water was down by the well, so you had to go or send somebody to go schlep up water. Here, you walk into the next room, turn on the sink; it's not an issue. So, not really much of a Torah. So there's no reason not to be machmir. Yeah.
It's unless you're on a trip or.
Right, not available. Water not available. Yep, I agree. But just on a point, I just wanted to complete side point. It's not the same as this, but conceptually. That some, you know, there's there's a famous rod in Arba Pesachim by the Arba Kosos. You know, the Gemara has the din says you only have to drink Arba Kosos. I'm sorry, you only have to do Haseba, you know, recline by two of the four Arba Kosos. Question is which two? So Gemara has a discussion. I think it's out of Kuf Ches and Arab Sahim. So we had a discussion which two of the Arba Kosos require Haseba. So, and the Gemara presents Svaras the Kanal Khan, right? And the Gemara says, since we're not sure, so we do all four. Right? I mean, that's the thing. We do Haseba, all four Kosos. So the Rad, there in Arab Sahim asks, what do you mean? Haseba and Arba Kosos are both the Rabbanon. So it's like the Rabbanon Kula. What do you mean? Because we're not sure we should do by none of them. So the Ran has two approaches. One, yeah.
Oh, you're going
to
say the Ran to together.
Oh, so that's the famous, the first one. That's the Lomdash. Ran says, we don't say Sveka the Ran Lakula. If as a result of Sveka the Ran Lakula, we're going to simply eliminate the whole mitzvah. That's the first thing Ran says. Exactly right. But it's an important principle to wear. We don't apply Sveka the Ran Lakula. If by so doing, you'll end up doing nothing. Doing away with the whole mitzvah. But then he says, besides that, that's the lomdash of the thing. But without that, he says, what's the big deal to recline? It's making the ball cooler, but it's not a big deal. So you have to tilt a few inches to your left, and it's not such a big thing. So do it. If you know, we'll do it by all four. It's not such a big deal. Right? How tough is a saber? I told people, you know, when I was a bacher, I never liked the mitzvah of the saber. Never liked the saber because... No, we put the pillow, you can never balance it, and you're using your brother's leg. No, it's like you're leaning over. It's like, but when I started making my own seder, I had a chair with armrests. It's like, it's kishmak. Now you can put the pillow here and sit back.
There are other aces that you turn to your side.
I know, that's it. Well, we had all the aces. That's what we did, but it was never that thrilling, and it was never that comfortable, especially with a crowded seder, you know. So, yeah.
So the Ran says there's no Torah, you should just do it anyway. Because who cares? No Torah. But yeah. Let's say in a case where there was Torah, the person is very difficult for me.
Yeah, older person. Yeah, come on,
so think. When you tie it there, then there it's not their favorites because
for that person, right? So that's interesting. Or that the Rav Yo, I mean. So the Rabbi says, you know, that's anyway, not their chairs today, anyhow. So there's more, I mean, he says about women, but he says that, I mean, not that he says about women, we apply what the Rabbi said about women, so I could see we apply it there also. So, okay. Anyway, I didn't want to go into the pace of that, but, you know, It's the same concept. That's what I'm saying here. That's the prescription was saying. It's not such a big deal to wash your hands. So, oh, but if I didn't use a fork, I used a fork. Okay, just wash it. Okay. Anyway, that's that. One of the horrors on this, you know, the we should just be aware of this Netilas Yadayim thing. This Netilas Yadayim, as we look at a few more chorus on this, this Netilas Yadayim is not like Netilas Yadayim. You need to have a cup with the, you know, wash. That's not what it means. This is called Mayim Emtsoim. We've all heard of Mayim Rishonim. That's Netilas Yadayim before you had bread. We've heard of Mayim Achronim. But it's also called Mayim Emtsoim. That's this. You have to rinse your hand and over a meal. Mayim Emtsoim. So the Shulchan Aruch over there in Orchaim, it's Mekuf Ayin Gimel, Siv Gimel, printed in 21. Kol Hadvarim HaNogim B'Achronim, Nogim B'Emtsoim. Okay, which again, which is like, you know, between Cholov and Bozer. Bein lahakir, bein lahakir, chutz mehesech hadas, sheposel b'emtsoim, neshadayin rotze lechol, right, you know, that's what's a mehesech hadas, but here you are, okay, and chutz menigo v'yadayin, you don't have to, by mayim b'emtsoim, you have to dry your hands. All right, there are certain differences, but you don't have the same, you know, you don't need this. Mishnah Berurah says, for example, in Sukkot and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah, again, it's Sukkot and Kufa and Gimel, so you have Mishnah Berurah and Arachayim. I mean. So he says, Hainu Shein Tzach Dila B'Kli. You know, until Tzedayim, you have to have a Kli and Koch Gavr and all these different things, you know, that are required by a regular Tzedayim, but this does not require an Tila B'Kli. Okay? Because he says here, the basic idea is cleanliness. Cleanliness. All right? All right, again, you can look through that. I don't want to make too much of, an issue on it, but you can see the difference. There's also a comment that Mishnah Berurah makes later in the Shaar HaTzion, Simkuf Pei Aleph, in Os Yud, the Shaar HaTzion, Alatil Sidayim Shebein Gvina Lebosar Mutra Afilo Shafshem Leshafshefein Besocha Kli. You can even dunk them in the Kli, right? You can do an Atil Sidayim in like in a mikvah in a body of water, but you'll say Altil Sidayim instead of Altil Sidayim. But here you can, again, but not in a cup. The cup you can't, you have to pour for Atil Sidayim for Suda before the meal. But this Atil Sidayim, since the whole idea is simply to get the cook, to get the residue off your hands, so they've got a clean. You put your hand in, it's also good. Okay? All right. So that's just a few hours on this. One, the main thing is to get it off. It doesn't have all the dinim of the Tilsa Daim. That's one of the shog. You want to look there and see Kufayim Gimel. And the Mishnah Berurah, you can see, you know, it's a little more about it. Yeah. Just in terms of Kinuach, it's interesting. The Piskei Tshuva here by us, it's a cotton hay, says that for the Kinuach, you have to dafka, have to swallow the bread. You have to chew it and swallow it. Tzarech, he says, yes, that's what looks like the Rambam. He says, Chosar Pitor, Ozain, the Kinuach Hu Sheyiv LaDavka, Lo Sheloi Supolit. Not that you wouldn't spit out. Okay? And he says, in general, you shouldn't spit it out. Why? Because it's Hefzer Ochlin, a waste of food. Okay? We today, maybe not so miserable, that, but, you know, we're spoiled. Okay? But the Hefzer Ochlin, it's just waste food. You know, chew some and spit it out. Okay. Yeah. I think that's why Shacht also doesn't pour over the wine, the grape juice, Abdullah. That part of it spills or something.
I think
so, right? Yeah. Also because also there's bezer when you stick the. You have to be careful with Shemitah wine with that. Because that's taka, you're not allowed to do that. But regular one, many people have the meaning, you know, kosi roi or whatever, bro. Anyway, okay. So remember, so about 3 Shemitahs ago, I think, at least 20, maybe even 4 Shemitahs ago, there was a fellow in the community, I remember Purim, came to my house. He said, Rabbi, I got 4 bottles, and it opened, 4 bottles of, after the Purim, so he came over, I think I still, even Purim, whatever, he came over, I have 4 bottles of Shemitah wine here. Israel, you'll know what to do with it. And he gave it to me. Like, thanks. First of all, it was awful, number one. And number two, you can't spill it. You're not supposed to spill it out. You know, it's because it was a pair of space. You know, so basically, for the next rest of the year, I was using that wine for Kiddush Matan. It's just like, oh, man. I gave him a big shakar. Thank you so much. You know? Okay, anyway, because I guess he had opened it in a Suda, and then it was left over. He comes with his 4 bottles of wine. I don't know what to do with Shemitah wine. You're a rabbi, you know what to do.
Next
year, right, right. Yeah. I mean, it happened to a good friend of mine. I don't mind me. It's just like we're drinking that wine for quite a number of months. Okay, anyway. So that's what the Pesach Teshuva says. However, the Prima Gadim quotes those who disagree. This is quoted from the Pre-Torah. That's the, you know, the Orchaim, right? The Pre-Torah and the Nerudea. So the Orchaim Chumash. Orchaim Ibn Atar.
The Orchaim is the pre...
The Orchaim on Orchaim on Chumash. Orchaim Ibn Atar wrote the Pereskin of the Pre-Torah on the Shulchan Aruch. I'm fairly certain that's what you're referring to. Okay, anyway, can look it up. So anyway, he says that, but the Prima Gadim and the Pesach Teshuva quotes it. The Prima Gadim is not so convinced. In the Sifsei Das in Kotnir Beis, he says he quotes the Pitar. Does that work out? Is that the same Pitar? He was the Rachaim. You have the Bar Ilan there? No, I haven't. I'm just trying to think, did that work out? Or Chame, and the Gadol was earlier.
You can open the Pitar in Bar Ilan and then you right-click into a
Bar. Yeah, it gives a Bar. Is the Pitar in Bar Ilan?
Yeah.
Huh?
I got it.
Yeah.
Is it an online version or in?
You have it? It's not there? So look on Or HaChaim, though. Maybe he tells you sometimes to tell you how this farm there. I thought it was.
It's brought down in media.
They wrote Pitar.
They wrote Pitar.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so I assume it's the same one. When did he live? When was his, when did Or HaChaim live?
1696 to 1743.
And the Prima Gadim, so that was around the same time. May have been familiar with it. Okay. Anyway, I'm just making sure it's the same Pitar. I just assumed that it was. So, all right. Anyway, I think it's safe for the Pitar and something else called Paris Ginosa together. The Pitar and pre something else.
The Prima Gadim was 17.
Yeah, it's a little later. Yeah, so I'm saying. So there was a little more, maybe overlap, but a little bit later. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so, yeah, but the Prima Gadim himself writes, "Ani Tama Shibarama Vurahipuk Bolea Opolate." Okay, so some say that's Bolea Opolate. You don't have to swallow. You have a choice. Okay, that's a different shittas. A couple of interesting things also. The Tashbates 26. I mentioned it, two Rishonim that have those initials. Right? One Sfardi with Chuvas Tashbates Shimshon Ben. Shimon ben Semach Duran, the famous Duran family, that's the Tashbait Sephardi, and also there's a Shimshon ben Sadok, that was the Talmud of Rav Rutenberg. So he wrote a Sefer Tashbait, so Tashbait's Kotman sometimes called, but he collected a lot of the Hanhagas of the Rav Rutenberg. You all know the story of the Rav Rutenberg, right? So he was in jail at the end of his life on trumped up charges, and he told the community not to redeem him because it'd be too much money. The Mishnah Gittin says, you're not supposed to be pulled there. Right, the Mishnah Gittin says you're not to be pulled the shruyim yes and the man, because it just encourages to do it again. They'll bankrupt the community, right? So they don't do it. And even though the Tosin says but someone's needed by the community, you can. But the Marmutenberg told them not to do it. And even after he died, they wouldn't release the body, right? For a long time until a particular person. Marmutenberg was concerned. The community shouldn't have to pay for it, but a particular person wanted to have the money. And he did. And I think tonight that we get buried next to the Martin Brooks. He is. Anyway, so the jailers were generally nice to Martin Brooks. They knew it was a phony charge. So they let the Talmidim come in and learn with him, you know, so visiting hours or whatever. So the Tashbates, and the same for Tashbates, he quotes, quite here he's not quoting just about Rutenberg, he quotes some Shmuel Bunberg, whatever, I guess another Talmud. I don't know what it's based on, but I didn't see it in Yerushalmi exactly, so I didn't quote the Yerushalmi. I have to have two pieces of bread in between. Okay. And it's interesting, in the Sefer Yisrael Heta Aruch and Shar Mem, Osches, he quotes from the Marmutenberg, the Ein Nafkusa Ezron Yaktim, Hadocha O Akinuach. He says the order doesn't matter, not like the Labush. But he says the order doesn't make a difference. Right? He says either way you can go first, And he mentioned anything work for kinuach except for a handful of items because they're too soft and so on. And he says, "V'noagin lishros pas b'yayin amayim ba'ocho ocho is a peris v'shosa the way we had it." Good. The interesting thing in the Rashash, we saw this Rashash already. Adav kuf gimel and beis. Okay, he makes a chilek. Okay, what about if you have liquid milk, liquid cholov, as opposed to cheese? Okay. Where the milk doesn't get stuck on your teeth, right? I mean, this whole discussion about cheese. So in that connection, remember this Rashash, the Rashash on the Kuf Gimel and Beis, in the back of the Gemara, on the Mishnah. Remember, he was bothered by the, we said it the other day, Rashash was bothered by the fact that the Mishnah begins, Kol HaBasar, Asher Lechem Chalav, and then goes on, so it talks about cheese. Remember? We understand why it speaks about Chalav, because that's the language of the Pasuk. But then the continuation of the Mishnah talked about cheese. So why did the Mishnah switch from talking about milk to talking about cheese? Remember that, Rashash? So he says, remember Lulu's Rukhina gave it teretz, okay? And he says, because of I was talking about back in Simpe Ches, halal al-shulchan, put it on the table at the same time. And milk, by definition, is in a carton, it's in something, it's not just sitting on the table, right? So it's less concerned, it's going to touch them, it's in a pitcher, it's in a jar. Or carton. But then he says at the end, that's the part we looked at last time, because that was relevant to that mission in some that we did in some Peches. But here, he quotes the Gemara about the Chayn Tani Agra and so on, and this Gemara were open Greena. And he says, also distinction, Chalav Aide Kli, Afila Bibas, Alabila Til Sadayim. If you ate the milk through a glass or something like that, so then you don't need the Til Sadayim, because what? You didn't touch the glass. Right, or you touch whatever the clay you drank the milk out of. It's only a problem with cheese. They wouldn't need it to stop. Furthermore, and he quotes that pichadus like with the fork. Same thing pichadus said with the fork. So if I have milk and I want to have meat afterwards, okay, and I just drank a glass of milk, a cup of milk, so then I never touch it. Not an issue. And furthermore, if I have ordinarily, the dafka greena maskina shom the boy kinuach badacha, shom the mudbak b'chanichem u'b'ena shirayim, b'ena yotzei da hadacha l'chudei. Al b'cholav sagi badacha l'chudei. He says another distinction. Milk, it's enough to rinse out your mouth, because you just get whatever's there out of but you're in kinuach. Interesting, Rashash. I printed it. Doesn't seem to be cholav.
I think the
rabbi used cholav, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So if you take, that's what I'll point out now. Take a look at the 29. Ravad Yosef, as a tshuva. You got Bia Omer, the tshuva should be Omer, Chelek Vov, Chelek Yodeh, Simon Zion. Nishalti, Harotze, Lechol, Basar, Le'achar, Shachal, Gvina, Yim, Olo, Lahamtin, Bein Time, Kedin, Ochel, Bein Achar, Basar, Oain, Shachal, Lahamtin. Right, the question, you have to wait, you don't have to wait. So, the first half of Os Aleph, he goes through many of the Makoros we saw. So if you take a look about the halfway down, you'll see in brackets, Vida Kibichidusha Harashash. You see it a little more than halfway down. He quotes this Rashash that we just mentioned. The Raja says, Vida Kibichidusha Harashash, quotes Rashash, exactly as we said it. Okay? And he says, oh, this, that by milk, you see it? I have it about, it's source 29, it's about a little more than halfway down. It's in brackets. Okay. It's in brackets. Vida ki bi chedusha rashash, because of zel shalom, quotes the whole rashash. Okay, a few lines later, ad kal shalom. Ra'is ibn shal suh divir malkiel. He quotes two as divir malkiel, malkiel tanabam. Divir malkiel was an important litmus posik. I once heard the Usher Weiss, Shalita, observe that among the literature, among the misnagdim, they've heard of all the Rosh Yeshivas. They don't know all the names of the Rosh Yeshivas, but they don't know their poskim. But the Chassidim is the exact opposite. They know who all the poskim, but they don't know who their Rosh Yeshivas were. Divrei Malkiel is an important literature posik, but most people haven't heard of it. Everyone's heard of Reb Chaim, Reb Shemeshkop, and then, Reb Chanan, or whatever the Rosh Yeshivas. And by the Chassidim, it's the opposite. They know about the Tshuva, the Chassam Sofer, not the Chassam Sofer, wasn't Chassam, I'm just saying, Avinez or whatever. But they don't know who the Rosh Yeshivas were, not as well known. Anyway, it's just interesting horror. But the Divrei Malkiel writes, Tzas HaChol, the others also, Shekosu Shrak, Gvina Tzufil HaPei Madochas, HaPei Avalo Chol. But, says Ravad Yosef, what you just said, Alex, Velo Rosh, Mefurish, Medivar Rambam, okay, Sha'af Achar Chol, Bina Kinuch Madochas. Okay, he says, you take a look in the Rambam. Where was that Rambam? I think we had it back in number 10, right? The Rambam says Mefurish, Perek Tes Halacha Chavav, number 10. Mishachal Gvina O Chalav. Right? The Rambam doesn't seem to make such a chilim. Okay, it doesn't seem to be a rosh, Mefurish, the Rambam, Sha'af Achar Chalav in a kinu, Vadacha. Ubivadai Shehu Adin, Achar Chema, right? The butter, Shashimu Shabbanid Bachin, of course, butter does stick, you know, does stick to your mouth. But he says, below row, Shemafurj of Aram, I'm sorry, Bama'ayan hate him, Bosh Aram, but you look even more carefully at the Aram, you'll see not like that. See, Pichodesh is right. Okay. Yosha Yatsu, Panemo Shadira Ashash Nechonim. Shadiak Vichosa, Mishal Gvino, here's what he quotes the Aram. You can see it back in source 10. Mishachal Gvino Cholot Tchila, Mutalechal Achorbosmi. Vishuv see him, and then he says, Vitzorach Shadiak Yadavi Kanechiv Bain Hagvino Lebosor. I'm going to dayak all the way to read the rest of the Rambam. Don't stop it to the first phrase. The first phrase is true. Again, this is Perek Tes Halacha Chavav 10. Mishachal Gvina, Uchalav Tchila Mutalech Halachar Bosom Yad. But then he writes, V'tzok Shadich Bibi, Kanach Bibi, Ena Gvina Vena Bosom. You want to be medayak. Maybe you can't be, we're used to be medayak in the Rambam, but maybe, you know, that's what Rav Adi writes. In that case, V'shavke L'chalav, Shekosav Rosh Tzor, that part of the statement he didn't mention milk. So maybe when it comes to kinuach and nadoch, it's attacked only by cheese. Mishum shadafka begrina bina kinuach hape aydei pasal b'rechov ain't tzorech. But he does mention that based on that tashbeit that we saw, okay, you might learn the other way. So gam cholav tzorech, and he quotes others who hold like that. I just wanted to point out, you know, if I got to see Rav Adi, if I would ask him, it's a good point that he makes. Okay, but yet, if you look ahead, look, that was source 10. Milchus Machlokes was halacha chav vav. But if you look later in the Rambam, the very next halacha, halacha chav zayin, which I printed in 49, this whole thing is the very next halacha, halacha chav zayin, it's going on chav vav. So the kinuach hadach is b'med v'amurim, b'vasach b'hem v'chaya, aval im ocho b'sar of achar shachal agvino o achal. Okay, then ain't a tzorach lo kinuach hapeh v'lo natilas yadayim. So the very next halacha, he does mention cholav again. So it's an interesting diak why the middle one he doesn't, but he's talking about kinuach hadach. You know, you want to be medayik further, read further. Again, if I would meet Rabbi Yosef, I would ask him, I'm sure he'd have an answer. But I think that the next line, it's not possible he wasn't aware of it. So it's, you know, it's a horror. Okay, just my horror.
Unless you say that, since you say you don't need it. So
yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, okay, okay. But still, it looks like he's talking about, you know, Balabatish. Okay. Kinuach Hadach Adafka, you mentioned. Okay, you're right, you know. That's probably the answer. Yeah, but I'm just saying Balabatish. You can say low duck. Okay, we're not. All right, anyway, just making that point. All right, just in terms of a couple other things we'll try and finish up. Okay. Give me a few more minutes. I'm going to get to finish this today. So regarding the Birchas HaMazon, the Aruch HaShulchan, I think, is a mistake. Never mind. Take a look at 31, the Shloah. Okay, because the Shloah talks about when this situation might come up of having, you know, when does it come up, practically speaking, nowadays, that people want to have Basar Arsach after Chalos. I mentioned yesterday, Shavuos. On Shavuos. Okay. So you look in the Shloah, Masech HaShavuos. When the Shloah talks about Masech HaShavuos, he's not talking about Masech HaShavuos. Masech HaShavuos, our Masech HaShavuos has nothing to do with the Halal Shavuos. Okay, and Masech HaShavuos, I mean, when we were little kids, we tried to figure out what was in which Seder Mishnah, so we all thought, oh, Masech HaShavuos must be in Moed. You know, it's not. You know, Shavuos means oaths. Okay, so people point out it's got 49 blood, they're 49 days from Pesach. But Lamaise, it's got nothing to do with the holiday of Shavuos. The Masech is called really Shavuos, right? But the play on words, when he has talks about all the other Tobim, so the Shloah has what's called, what he calls Masech HaShavuos, Perek Ne'er Mitzvah, Oz Tez Vav, you're right. Ha'olam Nogim Lechol B'chag HaShavuos, Ma'chalei Cholav. On Shavuos, people eat milk, but we know that. Okay, and then V'acharka Cholchim Bosla, Kamis HaMach T'machagecha. There's still a din of fleshings, it's Yantav. Right, Simchas Yantav, it requires Bosla. Okay, V'et Simchim B'lo Bosla, fine. So what do you got to do? Right, I mean, I know that in my family we have fleshings at night, on Shavuos night, and then in the morning we have lunch, we have milchings, and then fleshings afterwards, those who want to. So, but at night we have regular fleshings to them. I know it always bothered my children, my sons and daughters, whatever, they were younger. So, you know, they would go to shul, they had whatever, midnight, they had for the kids, you know, some type of learning. They gave out ice cream or chocolate bars, whatever, for all the kids who went. And my kids would tell, oh, Fleishig. And I remember my son Nachum telling me, people looked at him like, are you Jewish? You had Fleishig? You had Fleishig on shul? That's what I told him. I'm like, huh? But you know, he said, everyone say, you know, they said, they looked at him like he had six heads. And he had Fleishig on shul as well. But we know at night we have flashes. And anyway, so the kids can have ice cream. So they knew already. They bought them part of the ice pops. Anyhow, but the shalom is very against. He said, but we want to follow that minig. It's a very nice minig, but not to get lax with laws of basur cholim. Sarklik daktek liskadesh, but prat biyom kadosh b'zeh shomat tarzeno. Lasos kinuach v'adocha heitev. Do kinuch anadocha, and he also writes lahafik because I'm Muslim, and they also write lahamtin. So wait a little while. Chakach chifros mapacheres and put out a different tablecloth. And don't get lax in the dinner of cholov, because he says the there's a remez. You know, one of the remezim to have milk and shuruas is that the pasuk which we saw right. The pasuk goes lashuk libe chalevimo is begins Rashi's Bikurei Ad Masa, right? Two out of three times in Mishpatim and Kisiso begins Rashi's Bikurei Ad Masa on Bikurim. Shavuos is Chag Bikurim. So you have a remez, okay? Those slash mechalim, fine. She nizah shul arvim. Okay, that's what he says. And but the Mar of Ram, it's in Tov Tzadidal. There's no Hilchos Shavuos in the Shulchan Aruch. It's the very end, the last chapter, Hilchos Pesach. It's in Tov Tzadidal. So the Magen Avraham there, it's got Vav writes, and Shabur also writes, it's got Tazayin, and that's Simon. He says, you don't ain't Tzarech L'Hasik B'Birchas HaMozim. Okay, you don't have to stop with B'Birchas HaMozim. All right, you don't need to bench. You can be the same meal, you don't have to bench in between. Some people, I usually personally do bench and then have another roll, because that's what the Ramah seems to have, the Shtei Alechem. You have Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem is a Korban on Shavuos. So you have to, you're not supposed to eat bread, the same bread with milk and fleishig, so end the meal, you have a different bread, you have to wash again. But then the shalom is right, they should wait in between to avoid bracha. Again, like you mentioned yesterday, Erev Pesach Shalom is Shabbos. Okay, anyway, it's a question whether you have to stop with Birchas HaMozon or not. Okay, unless the Mishabur said, and the Mishabur there in the Hilchos Shavuos, it's in Tav Tzadidal, in Aruch Chaim, refers to Yoredei Sim Pektes, the Tar Simon. He says, unless it's in Gvina Kosher, which we'll get to in a hard cheese. Okay, there's a tshuva of the Malamed Lahol, that's of David Zvi Hoffman, a German rabbi, and maybe better known for his, has a very scholarly, academic type parish on Chumash. Anyway, he wrote tshuva of Malamed Lahol, Chelek Yerodeh Sim Chav Gimel. Okay, Misha Ochel Sud Machalek Chol Rotsa Lechol Bosa Yitzarach Levarach Tchila Bersa Mozit. See, he has all the discussion, Malamed Lahol, whether Itaka do have to bench. Okay, and he quotes Chuvas Beis Yitzchak with the Shmelka, says that the question you do have to bench, do you need Tzilik HaSud? Again, this is not in our direction, not in the direction we spoke. Yesterday we spoke about after Basar, before Chalav, that's for sure you have to bench. We're not talking in this direction, after Chalav, we want to eat Basar. He says, some people say you got to do Berchus HaMazon, Omnam, and send the second line, Aniba Anyelo Matosel Adin Zeh Shum Yisod. I kind of find any din. Okay, and he said some quote, this proof of God, and we looked at the proof of God, I didn't see he said that. He says there's a Zohar that says to be Machmer. Aber b'chol sifrei haposkim lo havi yahai chumra da Zohar lo nispash l'klal. It hasn't spread. Not the Zohar hasn't spread. This chumra hasn't spread. Okay, he said there is a Zohar. That's the same Zohar we mentioned. Okay, before. So the Zohar, it seems it's got to be a separate meal. Okay. All right, so you want to be Machmer like the Zohar, fine. But the regular, you know, binigla, you don't have to. It's ain't makom chumra Zohar. It's achak reisi matei yahonasan. Matei Onasan is by Rabbi Nissen Eibishit, so that's in the Placey, okay, also on parts of Shulchan Aruch, briefer comments, and printed in some editions on the side of the page. I don't know if the editions you have, but the Matei Onasan, he quotes, the Balak, Kesu Placey, Sim Peites, Shem Matei Gamke, Lechol Bosar HaChachal Belo Berkhaz HaMozom, but he quotes that some say, Machmer, okay, it's okay to be Machmer, because Arke Tshuva brings it, and he also is Machmer. There are Moshe Feinstein also, in Tshuvas, it was Moshe Arachaim Chenek Alef Sim Kuf Samach, 535. He writes, L'chein Yosef Tov Linov Levarach Achach Kenes Cholav. He thinks it's better to make a Baruch HaVarach at the bench also. That's Rav Moshe Paskins. Rav Sternbuch, printed here in 36, has an interesting Shiloh. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, in his Tshuvas, Tshuvas van Hagas, they're called. I think there's seven volumes. I don't know. This is Chenek Beis, Shin Tzadi. Kamazman Habtana ben Cholav Achilas Bosar. And he was asked the following. Sometimes people like to have a cup of coffee. On coffee before, so here it is. So nishalti mikama anash mikan sheshosim lifnei hasuda kos cafe im chalav v'chakach rotsim liso tzudas basa. Now, when I have a fleshing, and I actually saw that fleshing lunch, one Shabbos, I still remember when I used to have I had an answer with my mother's answer, lived in Beit Hagan, that I used to go to very often, and we visited Eretz Yisrael before I was there for the year, but I used to go there certainly when I was there for the year, and her minig was, we said, Davin Shachris, all the Midanim were pretty early on Shabbos morning. And then we came back and she served, basically made Kiddush. She served this amazing Lakshan Kugel, the power Lakshan Kugel. Okay. And we had cake and ice cream or whatever. And then it's an hour later, you have lunch with the Chalton, with the meat and everything else. So that's what he's talking about here. Again, I don't drink coffee, but people have a cup of coffee with milk, right?
Yesterday, I was drinking coffee after Zera leaves
for the dinner. Right, there it is. So that's the question he was asked. Kamazman Sikhla Hamtin. Okay. He talks also about benching. Take a look. Okay. He says, Shukrach says that it's you don't have to wait at all. You just have to clean your hands off and so on. And the difference between night and day. You know, Mashman Shagah Havalotzar Baruch Hamar Vasilim. Okay. It sounds like you don't eat it. On the other hand, over Zohar Kodosh, quotes that Zohar, Machmim Oud, Shalol Lechol, Bosu Chol Basur Achaz, O Bishaita Chada. And if the Hosa Kain Sitra Achva gets mixed in, whatever, that is. So obviously you should avoid it. Then he says, maybe in the whole Zohar, learn to what food. Here we're just drinking. Maybe the whole Zohar is only. Okay, so not sure. So he says, to wait for about an hour, or then I think that's the right thing. That's what people do. I don't think people eat right away. They wait a few minutes, some unit of time. He quotes that that's the meaning. I don't know. That the meaning? I'm not sure. He said, really?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah. Yeah, then growing up, we also heard to wait half an hour. We always told the half hour. When we grew up, also, it's only half hour, half to go.
Especially if you're
going to
be finishing your
student
anyway. So
it's not right. It's a separate
student.
Right away, because of the bracha issues. Yeah. The brachas, yeah. Okay. All right, let's see if we can finish up. I wanted to mention two other things. You have a few extra minutes? Okay, so just so we should be aware, the Mordechai, right, to go through this part quickly because it's in the Ramah, the Mordechai in Chulin, Parakalabos, Remez, Tuf Reish Pei Zion 37, quotes a story, a personal story of Aaron Rutenberg. Okay, he says that he says, Marmorberg held he would not eat fleshes after milking either. He waited the same 6 hours. Why? Because, except for Bsar, again, chicken was different. He said, because there was some fromax, did that, and I thought it was a joke. He said, when he was younger, I thought it was a joke, except, in fact, I thought it was Mamish Epicurus's. Achapam Achas. But that one time it happened to me, there was cheese. I was going to eat and I found cheese in my mouth. So therefore, Gazati Lahakman Latsmi, Basar Chagwina Kmogwina Achar Basar. And I, what do you mean? You can't go against the Gemara. Gemara was, where are you being Machra? What? I ain't Bedovaz Kicholak al Talmud, but look at Mosif. Okay, it's not Mosif because, says my word, why? Because you saw in the Gemara, remember Marukba's father. He piled on the chumah until next day, until 24 hours later. So you see that in this realm, it's mutter to be machmir personally. It's not clear that the Maharam Rutenberg imposed anybody else. A personal chumah, he had a personal chumah. Okay. The Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim, it's in Kufa and Gimel. He said there are some machmir based on the Zohar. Okay. But it doesn't say how long they wait, but he quotes the Maharam Rutenberg. He quotes them in the Tshuvas. I quoted from the Mordechai, but it's in the Tshuvas Maharam Rutenberg. It says he had Tfus Prags and Tom Frazier as well. That he held that way. He was Machmar himself. Okay. And he held that way, obviously, without seeing the Zohar and so on. And he says, Nachon Lahachmar. And he says you should wait 6 hours, according to some, even by Bsarov, even though he didn't wait by Bsarov. So the Ramah brings here, in our Siv Beis, in Siv Pei Tes, Hagav Yesh Mach, we're not feeling about Sar Chagvina. Okay? And he says, V'chein Nogin, Shekol Shagvina Kosha Ein Ochel Achar B'Sarho. And we are indeed Machmer to wait 6 hours, but only after Gvina Kosha, hard cheese. okay, hard cheese. Some people make a limchos, but certainly got to do kinoch and adav dos adayim. Miu tov lahachmir. And the Briar Gua points out to Yud Aleph, all that based on the Zohar. All right, but again, it's not called cholak ala gemara sharem hayu machmir l'atzmo personal chumras. But in any event, the shach and Sukkot Nizayim quotes the Maharshal again. Kara tagal machmir shukol minus. He screamed at the from Ox. Yeah.
First when I saw, I was very taken aback by that. Yeah. Which all is kominus. Then I realized that the Maram
used that language. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but Marshall screamed about it, and he said the Maram, okay, he once had a mice himself, and he can be, he can be machmir himself. We shouldn't impose that upon anybody. No, halacha the mice. As far as heart, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's like the whole point, because the Maharam said it's Kmominos, then he said, oh, that's what Gzarki Alatsmi.
But only,
if it wasn't Gzarki Alatsmi, it would be Kmominos.
Right, so that's how the Marshal screams. Okay. The Ben Ish Chai also quoted the Sfardi post in Parsha Shlach L'chosh on Shnia, Os Tezvo, okay, he says, we do wait sometime, Yesh Nogim L'shol Shoh Achas, okay, or should be a different meal, and he says, interestingly, Yesh Shon Shlosh Shohos, Ben Ish Chai was not a Yekke, they wrote in Baghdad, right? But he said at least between milk and meat, he found he had a mocha for 3 hours. And Harbeg Dol Yisrael, Nogel Hachmer Shisha. Okay, he goes, many people. And he says, Upo, Irenu Baghdad, here in Baghdad, and Uncle Moran came, Im Higvina Kosher, that at least is 6 months old. That's what Higvina Kosher means, aged cheese. You know, it's at least 6 months old. Okay? Or he mentioned the period to wait however many hours, however the cheese is aged. Age 1 month, wait 1 hour. To age 2 months, age 2 hours. Okay, it's a little funny, but that's what he says. Okay, and he writes at the end, look at this. Umina grabeno ha'arizal, ha'amachim yosu dekol osa yom, so bina enoch obasa. Like Marukba, the other way. Arizal would not eat, if he ate cheese, he wouldn't eat meat the whole rest of the day. And ashra v'ashra chelko. Okay, that's a chumun. Just in terms of defining hard cheese, so the shach here by us, it's a cotton tesuvo, Kosher Gvina Kosher, he says, Mr. Astam im Yeshona Vov Chadoshim Kashima Kosher. 6 months is considered hard cheese. Okay. The Taz mentions two things. Okay, it's a Kotan Dalad. He says 6 months, or Shahim Musulas. Musulas doesn't mean it actually has worms, but it's mold, it looks moldy. You know, cheese, the age these smelly aged shah.
Blue cheese.
Yeah, but not just blue cheese, but even other cheese, it looks gooey, it looks moldy. That's what he says. It looks moldy. Okay. Anyway, so that's what the Taz says. The Chochmas Sodom brings both. It's called Mem Sifyud Gimel. Od on an ogil hachmash on filo ochog bin a kasha. The hainu shi musulas o shi yeshon shisha chadoshim. Okay. Practical examples. Look in the Rosh Hashulchan. It's in Peites Sifyud Aleph. All right. He has something called, on the third line, Valach Sekez, Kez is cheese. Kufayin Zayin. I'm not sure what that is. But the second one is Schweizer Kez, Swiss cheese, right? Or Hollander Kez, I don't know if that, Limburger, these types of strong cheeses, which has a lot of shamnunis and the flavor lasts a long time and smells a long time, okay? Anyway, so he says, there you have to eat Machmer. And just like we do Bosa Shmeda Shanaim. And he says, you know, all right, so that's a different type of cheese. Nowadays, there's some question about cheddar cheese and Swiss cheese. Okay, well, what is most likely aged cheese is Parmesan cheese. The only thing is that the Yad Yehuda is very Jewish with pizza. But Rabbi Yashu was supposedly machmer, not that place you have to pizza. The only thing is some post can machmer.
It's only for Parmesan and pizza, most people don't.
Is that nowadays a Parmesan top on pizza?
No, they have it as a separate thing you could serve on if you want. Like, Minestat, except there's a Bravo's pizza. I asked them in my head, they said we put pieces of Parmesan on everything.
Right, I thought some do, but some of it's cool if it's melted. Cheese is melted in, so it loses its. I think
if you're putting Parmesan on pizza, it's probably not going to matter.
No, if you put it on afterwards, you're right.
Yeah, but I'm talking about those. When they put
Parmesan on pizza, I think they put it on. Yeah, I thought, I find people agree, they seem to me that it's ground up very fine. The grinding process also takes away some of its, you get Parmesan cheese like on a salad. So let them just pick on the salad. Okay, there's only two math.
Yeah, there are two types. There's the ground parmesan. There's also the shredded parmesan.
Yo, shredded strips. That I might
that's
be
not good. The rest of it.
Yeah, the ones that I have on the side are the little things.
You get like a fancy pasta dish at a nice restaurant.
Yeah, shredded. Shredded, I think, might price still because it's just a piece is cut. But here it's ground up so fine. Yeah. It's powder almost. It's, okay, I'm not sure. I think it won't be my way. So we do weigh that to Sharatzion and Simon Tov Tzadidab. I heard where Shavu is. Sharatzion and Simon Tov Tzadidab are Chayim Sukkot and Tezvav. Ostezvav, Yamtum Shay Shows. The last thing I wanted to mention, if I can just have another 3 minutes, is about chicken. Okay, chicken. We saw all along, I kept saying to come back to it, so I want to come back to it. Right, that the many people are makil that after cheese, the chicken is not a problem at all. You don't need any of it. You don't need quinoa, chaladocha. If you're having oaf. Right, this whole discussion of bsar behema after cheese. But bsar oaf after cheese, people are makil. Okay. That's a question. So the Tosis on Daf Kuf Dalam Beis, the Masa Ofu Gvina 48, right? So Olam Nagu Shol Lechol Gvina Achar Basar Klal. The meaning of the world is not to have any type of oaf right after Gvina, any type of basar, any type of. First, I'm going to go which direction? I'm sorry. First Tosis the Olam Nagu Shol Lechol Gvina Achar Basar Klal Afilo Achar Oaf. We are machmer that even after chicken we don't eat cheese. And even though Alpha Gab, the Tani Agra, that story in the Gemara, Ofu Gwina Nachal Mafikorin, the Mashma Of Tchila, Dilma Mishum the Sarab Sar Of, you know, he says you could, as long as you ate the, even if you ate the chicken first. We said he was talking about having the dairy first, but his Lushan is Ofu Gwina Nachal Mafikorin, Mashma says Tosus Of Tchila. So even if you have Of first, but Tosa says you can't bring a rye from there because maybe he holds the psaro b'chol lav daraisa, it's not the raha. Yeah, psaro is which we hold, right? Mishum d'sovar psaro b'chol lav daraisa. Okay, and I think he means not even darbonon, maybe. Okay, like the Rebbe said clearly, below kamal hachi. Okay, we don't paskin that way. Umiu kasha b'risa agro kaman ikav Rebbe said clearly half lachatkila shari. Okay, anyway, he analyzes that a little bit. But at the end, he writes, Rabbi Tam, as far as time of the argument, the oaf ain't on nidbak be a dime of a shiram chanech. The oaf is different, doesn't stick to your mouth. In other words, basically, the difference in chicken and in either direction, the difference between chicken and regular meat is a metzias question. It doesn't say it's because it's only drabbanon. Here, in other words, we could argue, well, maybe it's only drabbanon.
It can only work for a Rabbeinu Tam, who holds that theoretically all you need is quinoa and
dafa. Right. But I'm saying, you see, those are shown. What I'm saying is, it's really, it's not because, you could argue that the reason Bsar Oaf is different is Bsar Oaf is only drabbanon. But that's what Tosa says. Tosa says it's a metzias question. Bsar Oaf, it doesn't have those same qualities as Bsar Behema in terms of the Chumrah. Okay? And therefore, it's only Olam Nagu, right? That's why he was Olam Nagu Shalalochal Gvina Achar Basar Kal. The Minig, it's not a real din. So, but from the Rambam, you hear what I'm saying? Keep that in your mind. You hear what I'm saying? And the Pishon tells us that it's even Basar after Gvina, I'm sorry, even Gvina after Basar, is only Olam Nagu Shalachol Gvina Achar Basar Klal Fil Achar Oaf. Okay, it's an Olam Nagu. It's not a real din. Not even a din. There are bonon. No, why? So you could say, well, because Bsar Oaf to begin with, Bsar Oaf and Cholav to begin with, even eating together is only darbanon. That's not what Tosa says. Tosa seems to say because the quality of the Matthias are different. If you look in the Rambam, it comes out a little strange. Perek Tes Alachachov, the Rambam 49. Rambam writes, Aser lahalos haof imagvina al shulchan shochal alav gzera mishum hergel aver. Remember, we spoke a little bit. It's a funny Rambam. He says you'll get used to it. It's part of the general harchokas, right? Afal pi shof becholav asum divrei sofer. Okay, so the Rambam seems to say that it is a darbanon, right? And therefore, that would lead us to be makel, but we want to keep away any hergel aver, right? That's the Rambam. Halachachav. Halachachav Zion, I read before, but now I'm reading for this purpose. But med Rambam start behem ochai. Avalim ochal b'sar of. Achal shochal agbina ochal. Eino tzorach lo kino achapeh. But only until the nine. You're in anything. Okay? So he considers, it's a little bit funny, okay, because the Rambam is clear in Halachachav and does consider b'sar of to be basar on a darabana level. So why over here doesn't he say that we have, why does he say here we have kulas, okay? In terms of halal on the table, we do consider psa'ov to be the rabbanon. And therefore we're worried about, Shema Hergel. But here he says we're not worried about it. You know, it doesn't need, you don't need kinuach. What do you mean? If psa'ov is the rabbanon, so we should say on a rabbanon level, you would need kinuach and adocha and so on, okay? And the next halacha, we say the other way we consider chicken to be like meat in terms of waiting 6 hours afterwards. Right, we don't make that chiluk. Okay, whatever, right? Whatever he says over there. That doesn't matter if it's meat or chicken. So how come suddenly halacha chavzai, well, we make a chiluk. Okay, b'sar of, it's okay. And it was in the meat to cheese direction, the milk direction, we do consider b'sar of to be like regular basar or machmer. In the other direction, we're not. Here, it's a little bit of a distinction. All right. So, you know what I'm pointing out? It's a little inconsistent in a way. So, Soloveitchik said that, just a little bit of this, we'll finish with this, that b'sar behema with cholov, okay, what's the idea? We learned this a million times. What happens, lalachum? B'sar, regular basar with cholov. It becomes a new entity. It becomes a new chefta called basar cholov. Right? It becomes a chefta shel iser called basar cholov. Okay. Now, what about psar of with cholov? So you could say that the same thing. You know, it becomes a chefta shel iser on a darbana level. Right? On a darbana level, it becomes a new entity called psar of b'cholov, which is also as an iser on a darbana level. Okay. And that's why if you have psar of, okay. In your teeth, for example, we'll still say a basa dena ben shineim and so on and so forth. Okay, and you can't eat chalav afterwards because it's an isadar bon. All right, but if you eat cheese first, let's talk about eating cheese first and then eating meat. Okay, that doesn't create a chavtzis or iser. We don't say greener ben shineim. We say the cheese digests right away. Okay, right, or whatever we said, it breaks down right away in the mouth. So it never becomes, it's never going to become, gvina first and then basar is never going to become, there's no chefta shel iser in the mix. Okay, we don't say, it's a harchoka. Okay, it's a harchoka. Don't eat basar right after gvina as a harchoka. Okay? Okay, so if you ate cheese first, again, it's only a harchoka. That's what the Rama holds. But there's no harchoka on psar of, because there are bonnet to start with. Okay, that's the idea. They didn't make our chukka on the drabonon, oops, our oath. Okay, so that solves Rambam's problem. That solves our problem in the Rambam. When it comes to eating, think it through. When it comes to eating basar, behema, and then cheese, and there's a chashash of the week that creates a cheftish, is it called basar mechalov? Because our basar, then a mishnah, at least for 6 hours, is considered, like we discussed, is considered mamish basar. And now I have a piece of cheese, so that's going to be basar mechalov, a cheftish, is it a basar mechalov? So that applies to chicken also on a drabbana level. And therefore, the Rambam says, same thing with chicken, wait 6 hours also. Well, kemoshe shows, whatever you know, right? Wait 6 hours, don't put it on the table, Allah, right? The same problem. But when you eat cheese first, there's no such concept that it's cold cheese. It's not really cold cheese. You shouldn't eat meat right away without kinuach hadacha. Why? Because it's our chokka. But they didn't impose our chokka on oath because only drabbana to begin with. You hear? That's what the Rav said to Tab. What are you asking? I'm sorry. Naya. What?
Naya.
Psar Chaya. Well, it's still Basa. It still could be. Oh.
Maybe it's Dome Behema.
It's enough Dome. Yeah, they did say it. Okay. And by the way, Tosus may hold that no, even Green Achar Basar. It's also our chukka. It's not because of the cheftish. It's also our chukka. You can learn it out that way. And that may be what she tells them, because Tosas hold even in which direction. You don't have to wait anyway. You don't have to wait, according to Tosas, let's remember, you don't have to wait after Basar before Chalav either. Right? So they said it's only you know, it's and that's why olam nagu. Olam nagu, right? It's not a real din. So say it works out with shitasam. There's no cheftes anyway, even by basa after cholo. So therefore, kinu hadacha works, right? That according to that, with shitasam. So I'm just saying that you look at a Rashi, and I'm finishing 50. That's quoted asal halos dilma asal mechlinu ki adodi, right? The consists are chaka, right? The halal shulchan. Halal shulchan is more than our chaka. It's dilma asal mechlinu. So that would apply to apply of also. That's why the Rama applies that to of also. Don't put it on the same table. Okay, because that's a begetter eating as opposed to this way. Anyway, take it or leave it. It's just an interesting lumdus to explain this Rambam with the chilek. In some ways, he considers himself to like Basar, at least in the Basar to Chalav direction, whereas the Chalav to Basar direction, he doesn't, because there's no Cheftish Isser in the mix, so to speak, even on Drabana level. The whole thing, like Archok is Archok, I didn't apply it to Basarov. Okay, we'll stop with you. I didn't want to try and finish the paid testimony.